The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, howdy on your Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of July, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, everybody knows yesterday was Amazon Prime Day. Did you get your deals? Were you even able to order anything? Well, a lot of people said no. So if you thought you were alone, you weren't. Yes, once again, Amazon faced technical difficulties during their Prime Day sale yesterday. Most of the complaints were customers saying they couldn't add anything to their carts. And if this sounds like Prime Day deja vu, well, it is. They had the same difficulties last year on Prime Day. And apparently those bugs, they didn't get squashed just yet. Of course, when people are irritated, they usually take to Twitter, with most tweets going something a little bit like this: I'm trying to buy stuff on Prime Day sale, and I keep getting fail to add to cart error. And don't forget, Amazon's Prime Day is a two-day sale, so if you didn't get those things in your cart yesterday, you can try again today. That is, if they're still available. Good luck. Looks like Microsoft and Alexa are going to show the love a little bit more, as further integration is guaranteed within Windows 10. Yeah, that's right. Windows 10 will open up third-party digital assistants even more now, particularly to those of Amazon Alexa. This will allow you to activate from wake words when a PC is locked and someone is saying, "Hey, Alexa," from across the room. Yeah, it'll come on. Now, you might remember Amazon enabled the Alexa wake word on Windows 10 earlier this year. That was on the Windows 10 app. But now, since Cortana of Windows 10 is moving to a separate app in the Microsoft Store, more integration with Alexa will definitely be a go now. Now, one wonders, why did they move Cortana into an app on its own platform? Well, according to Microsoft, they have a new vision for Cortana. It involves conversations and interactions with part of the software and services the company offers to businesses. Take that for what it's worth. Now, if you're currently on beta builds of Windows 10, you might have noticed some testing going on with digital assistants, particularly in the build version of 18.362.10005. Microsoft is saying expect a lot more testing with various assistants as the months of beta versions move forward. And finally, were you one of those people out there thinking, I never did get my hand on an SE or an iPhone 6? India still has them, right? Yeah, not anymore. Now, over a year ago, Apple on their main store said no more 6s and no more SEs, except for in India. Well, that stops as of today. Yes, Apple now is going to be completely phasing out its least expensive models in India, and we pretty much know why this is happening. That means new iPhones are coming this year. It's the same story over and over again. The phones move on down, and whatever was hip then is no longer hip, and it moves to the back of the line. The interesting thing, however, though, in the India market, iPhone SE, iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, yeah, they're all gone. But the iPhone 6S, yeah, apparently lives on. Still selling for around $430. Or, if you've got some Indian rupees on you, about $29,000. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com. Yeah, that is our official website where you find our podcast, blog, review section, so much going on over there at the BTN official website. Check it out for yourself today. Check us out too on Facebook, British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And of course, join our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it as it's growing more and more each and every day. Check it out now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. I know usually at this point of the show I say, we'll see you Thursday. Not tomorrow. Oh yeah, there's going to be a Wednesday edition this week. Surprise, surprise. Yes, we will be getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, I know we're glad Monday's over with. Hope Tuesday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.